Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tabhyam Rupa Vibhagabhyam Mitunam Samapadhyata Tabhyam Rupa Vibhagabhyam Mitunam Samapadhyata Tabhyam of them Rupa form Vibhagabhyam thus being divided Mitunam sex relation Samapadyata perfectly executed. Translation: the two newly separated bodies united together in a sexual relationship. Text 54. Yastu tatra puman so boon manuk swayam buvak swarat stri yasi chatarupakya mahishyasya mahatmanaha. One of them, the one who had the male form, became known as the Manu named Swayambhuva, and the woman became known as Shatarupa, the queen of the great soul, Manu. Tada mituna dharimena prajahiedam babhuvire. Thereafter, by sex indulgence, they gradually increased generations of population, one after another. Sachapi shatarupayam Panchapatyan yajijanat priyavrato tana padau tisrat kanyas chabharata akutir devahutischa prasutir iti sattama. O son of Bharata, in due course of time he, Manu, begot in Shatarupa five children, two sons, Priyavrata and Uttana Pada, and three daughters, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Akutim ruchaye pradad kardamaya tumadhyamam dakshaya dat prasutim cha yata apuritam jagat. The father Manu handed over his first daughter Akuti to the sage Ruchi, the middle daughter Devahuti to the sage Kardama, and the youngest Prasuti to Daksha. From them all the world filled with population. Purport: the history of the creation of the population of the universe is given herewith. Brahma is the original living creature in the universe, from whom were generated the Manu, Swayambhuva, and his wife, Shatarupa. From Manu, two sons and three daughters were born, and from them all the population in different planets has sprung up until now. Thereafter, Brahma is known as the grandfather of everyone, and the personality of Godhead, being the father of Brahma, is known as the great-grandfather of all living beings. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita as follows. Vayur yamognir varanak shashanka prajapatistvam papichamahascha namo namastestu sahasrakritva punascha bhuya opima namo namaste. You are the Lord of Air, the Supreme Justice Yama, the Fire, and the Lord of Rains. You are the moon, and you are the great grandfather. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Creation of the Kumaras and Others. So that's material world. Everyone has a father. We are connected by blood relationship. And we're connected back to Brahma. He's the great-grandfather of the grandfather of everyone. And then, therefore, the father of Brahma, Lord Narayan, is the great-grandfather. And Krishna is Narayan. So we all have, we're all Hari Vamsha, in effect. We all have blood relationship with Krishna through our grandfather, Brahma. And the son has a debt to his father. So our debt to Brahma is not only that he has several roles. Generally, the roles are separate. The role of demigod, the role of king, the role of sage, the role of father. But he's all in one, Brahma. He's all because he's the first. He's the first demigod. He's the first sage. He's the first Prajapati. He's the first father. So all these debts are owed to him. And still, he doesn't have any worshippers. This is the curse placed on him by his wife, who became angry at him. But whether we do formal worship or not, we should be grateful. We shouldn't be neophytes, that we can only see someone is important when someone's waving a peacock fan at him. And he's sitting, sitting on a throne. Shukadeva Goswami was not recognized by the ordinary people as anybody important. The women and children were taunting him in the street. He was walking around naked. Young man walking around naked in the street. So they were probably throwing things at him and giving him a hard time. Didn't recognize his glories. But when he arrived at the assembly of sages accompanying Parikshit Maharaj on the bank of the Ganga, they all stood up immediately. They recognized who he was. They were diligent enough to be able to recognize Shukadev Goswami. Patyutitaste. Lakshanagya. They could see the symptoms. Not that he's some crazy man running around in the street naked. They could see beyond that here is the great soul Shukadeva. Not only did they recognize he's somebody great, but they knew who he was. So they stood up immediately out of respect. But otherwise, ordinary people can't recognize him. Unless there is, unless someone is installed on the throne, or he's officially recognized as Acharya. He's got some official position. He's been elected the Acharya of the Mutt. And he's officially stamped guru. People don't recognize him. But we shouldn't be neophytes like that. We have to recognize great souls, even those who don't take an official position. Shukadeva was recognized by the sages at Naimisharanya, and therefore he's glorified since then. He's attained his proper glorification. But we don't generally worship Shukadeva in a formal manner. I know of one place where there's a deity of Shukadeva, and that's at Shukratara, at that exact place where Bhagavatam was spoken. Shukratara is 19 kilometers north of the original Hastinapur, which is north of Kanpur, on the bank of the Ganga. So there's a small town, and there's an ashram exactly at the spot, and the tree is supposedly is still there, a big banyan tree. And I went with Jai Vijay, we slept in the Dharmashala that was exactly under the tree. And there under the tree is a little shrine, and there's deities there of Shukadeva, Pariksha, and some other sages. So there is a deity of Shukadeva in one place at least. But usually we don't worship him formally. That doesn't mean we don't offer respects. Suta Goswami offered his verbal respects at the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Yam pravajantam anapetam apeta krityam dvaipayano vihara katara ajuhava putreti tan mayataya taravo nishedus binedus tam sarabhuta vidyam munimana tosmi. So we may not install him on the altar, but we do offer our respects in the verses of the Bhagavatam. We have our prayers, our mantras. Worship is done through external puja, but it's also done through mantra. The original Vedic worship, the mantra is an important aspect. So here is the mantra. Travajantam. He left home at a very early age. Namely, as soon as he was born, he left home. And his father, Vyasadeva, was chasing after him in great anxiety. But he refused to come back. So that sage, Sarvabhuta Vidyam, just like the super soul is present in everyone's heart. It's cited there that Shukadeva is saying that Shukadeva is in everybody's heart. Similarly, Narada told Vyas, you're in everybody's heart. The great devotee is all-knowing, not in a literal sense like the Supreme Lord, but the Lord gives him the intelligence to understand the heart of anybody he meets. Krishna is dictating to him the information. Just like we may not know everything, but we have all our information on our computer. So we just hit a few keys and the information comes up. Like that, the Supersoul is our internal hard drive, is supplying all the information we need, even though we don't know it ourselves. So the pure devotee knows how, can see through the heart of everyone by the intelligence given to him by the Paramatma. And then in the other verse, the next verse, Yakswanu Bhava Makila Shruti Sadamekam Adhyatma Deepam Atititirshatam Tamundam Samsarinam Karunayaha Purana Guyam Tam Vyasasunam Upayami Murum Muninam. I offer my obeisances to Shukadeva, the son of Vyasa, who is the guru of all the munis. And the munis acknowledged that on the shore of the Ganga. They immediately stood up out of respect, and they offered him the seat of the speaker. No debate. Immediately offered it to him. Especially for the purpose of speaking Bhagavatam. Everyone knows Shukadeva is the speaker of the Bhagavatam. They remember from the previous kalpa. And Akila Shruti Saramekam Swarubhavam. This Bhagavatam is, although Shukadeva only repeated the words, he didn't compose the words, he didn't even do any editing in the sense of changing any, not even any commas, and nothing. No, not even punctuation. He didn't do any editing. He simply repeated everything he heard, verbatim. But Swanubhavam, he completely realized it. So when he opened his mouth just to repeat, he spoke with pure realization, his own personal realization, which is not the same as anybody else's. So just by speaking the words, he added so much meaning to it. Akila Shruti Saramekam, this one Shastra that contains the essence of all the Shastras. Adhyatma Deepam, which lights up the lamp of transcendental knowledge. Samsari Nam Adhyatma Deepam. What's the next? Yakswana Bhavam Akilishuti Saramekam Adhyatma Deepam. Atititir Shatam Tamondam. For those, Atitri means to cross over. Then you make that into the desiderative. Atititir Shati becomes long. A lot of syllables. Atititir Shati. And then you make present participle out of that. Atititir Shan. Atititir Shatam, genitive plural. For those who are desiring to cross beyond what? Tamondam, the darkness of ignorance. Samsarinam. And these are the conditioned souls, the prisoners of samsara who want to get out of it. Karunaya, out of compassion for them, he aha purana guyam. He spoke the most confidential of all the Puranas. That book contains the essential, confidential, secret essence of all the Puranic literature. So, tam vyasasunam upayami guru muninam. Let me approach. We're not just offering our respects from a distance. Thanks a lot. And give us some blessings. Yeah, we'll send you some money and you send us some blessings. No, not some distant relation, business relationship like that. But we want to approach him. Everyone should accept Shukadeva as their guru. We take our Shiksha guru is Shukadeva Goswami. These are the devotees of Srimad Bhagavatam. They all approach Shukadeva as disciples. Not just, we worship him from afar. And once a year, we put a garland on his statue. No, this is a very personal disciple-teacher relationship that we have with Shukadeva Goswami. Sutta recognized it, and we should all recognize it. Okay, so I'll stop there. How did we get to Shukadeva Goswami? We're talking about Brahma. Anyway, any questions or comments?
So yes. Kumaras, we were talking another day, Kumaras just decided to stay in this 5-year-old body, and they stay, but if we desire, it doesn't happen. So what is it?
If we want to stay in 5-year-old bodies?
Yeah, I mean just...
You have to have some mystic power to do that. They've got a lot of mystic power. That was just when they were young. As they practiced their yoga, they became more powerful.
So this mystic power they got by practicing or just by being born?
Apparently they had quite a bit to start with in order to be able to not grow older than 5 years old. Maybe they had 5 years to practice. Yeah, and then it doesn't say that they remained infants. They remained 5-year-olds. So they practiced for 5 years and then they exercised their power. Watch. Hare Krishna. He likes you. I don't know. Hare Krishna. Sorry. No, that's a different one. He came from outside. Hare Krishna. Anyway, that answers it. No, he's getting old. Gurmohan, you're getting old. Why couldn't you stay 5 years like the Kumaras? Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.